Today's podcast is sponsored by Earth and Ocean Inspired Plant-Based Osea Malibu Skincare.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 75. Yes, number 75. I can't believe I've done 75 of these. Today's podcast is about healthy pantry food recipes for self-isolation, part one. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of this podcast, the Ordinary Vegan website, the Ordinary Vegan Pure CBD from Hemp line of products, and author of the easy five-ingredient vegan cookbook now available on Amazon. I am here to serve you and share whatever information I can to help you live a long and healthy life. That is why today I want to share recipes and tips on how to make healthy meals straight from your pantry. I think sometimes we underestimate the amount of food we have on hand because we have just shoved them on shelves or in pantries. And I highly recommend doing a pantry inventory because it will help make good use of what you have and perhaps calm your nerves about not having enough food. Because it's easy to worry about things like that right now. For many people, the uncertainty surrounding the coronavirus is the most difficult thing to handle because many of us don't know exactly how we'll be impacted or how bad things can get. As a rule, people prefer certainty to uncertainty. Studies have actually shown that people would rather get an electric shock now than maybe be shocked later. Uncertainty creates anxiety, and that is why we have to take extra good care of ourselves right now. We might have already lost our jobs or worry about paying our bills or have family members who are ill or susceptible to this virus. And if you're a frontline worker, I just want to thank you so much. You guys are the heroes. And I'm not just addressing the brave ER doctors and nurses, but everyone who are behind the scenes at hospitals like orderlies and security guards and other essential jobs like postal workers, home health aides, child care workers, Instacart delivery people, security guards, cashiers, garbage collectors. All these people risk their health to keep this country and other countries going. It is a huge sacrifice, so thank you so much. And COVID-19 is not just a health crisis. It can also be a spiritual crisis for some because we have that feeling of groundlessness, because the reality as we know it is not holding together. But most spiritual experiences begin with groundlessness. They begin when the rug has been pulled out from under us. There is going to be a silver lining, and it will probably be different for everyone. So please hold on. There is something for you to discover once this is all over. My grandmother used to tell me that faith was an open door, and once you go through that door, there is no going back. Sometimes when I'm scared, like recently, I visualize walking through that door and trying to go back to not having faith, but then I realize the door is locked and I can't go back. So I continue to have faith that we are going to get through this and we're going to be stronger, kinder, more compassionate, and more truthful about our lives when it's all over. And when you're feeling like you can't take it anymore, please nurture and love yourself. Meditate, read, take a bath, reach out to people you love and trust. Do something nice for yourself because you deserve it. You are here listening to this podcast because you want to live a compassionate life. You want to take care of yourself. You want to contribute to saving the planet and saving animals. That's why you're here right now, and you deserve a lot of self-love. I never thought in a million years that I would be quoting the Queen of England. But Queen Elizabeth said something very inspirational in her speech this week. She said, "While we have faced challenges before, this one is different. This time, we join with all nations across the globe in a common endeavor, using the great advances of science and our instinctive compassion to heal. We will succeed, and that success will belong to every one of us. We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return. We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again." Now, let's talk about what delicious recipes may be lurking in our food pantry. This week, I decided to do an inventory of my pantry and discovered so many jarred, bagged, and healthy canned goods that I could use to create recipes that could last me months and months. So let's begin with canned goods. I don't know about you, but my pantry is full of cans of cooked beans. Many people grow up believing they hate beans, and that is usually because the only beans they ever ate were those disgustingly sweet cans of pork and beans. Beans are actually delicious, and each bean has a distinctive flavor. They are also so healthy and packed with iron, fiber, and protein. Sometimes I just like to braise cooked beans, especially white ones, by covering the cooked beans with some vegetable broth. Then I throw in some fresh herbs like thyme or rosemary and just bring that up to a simmer. Then I turn down the heat and cook the beans until they are very tender, about 30 minutes. And then I like to smash some of those beans against the side of the pot with the back of the spoon to thicken them. So yummy. Once they are braised, you can add them to cooked grains or pasta, or turn them into soup, or my favorite, just top them with some cooked kale or spinach, greens, and braised beans. It doesn't get better than that. So I recommend having lots of low-sodium cooked beans, like chickpeas, cannellini beans, black beans, kidney beans, different bean, different flavor profile. You can use beans in so many different ways, stir fry, soups, in pasta, in tacos, or as dips. This week, I made a three-bean salad. I used one 15-ounce can of chickpeas, black beans, and kidney beans. Any beans you have on hand will work. You just drain them and rinse them, and then I like to set them aside to dry a little. Also, remember to save that chickpea liquid to use as an egg replacement binder. Then, I made a simple oil-free dressing of 1.5 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2.5 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons of maple syrup, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, fresh ground black pepper, and 1/4 cup of water. I put all those ingredients in a mini food processor, and I processed them until it was smooth. If you would prefer oil in the dressing, omit the water and add about 1/8 cup of olive oil. I also like to add crunch, so I foraged my fridge for crunch and added some leftover chopped red onion, chopped jalapeno, celery, and fortunately, I had a little cilantro, so I threw that in for a more Mexican flavor. The great thing about a three-bean salad or a two-bean salad, you can add flavors of any cuisine you love. You might be saying, that doesn't sound too exciting, but what I say about that is now is a good time to eat healthy. Because no matter what you eat, you are going to have cravings for some of your favorite foods because you might not have access to them right now. So you might as well eat as healthy as you can. If you feed your body the nutritional fuel it needs right now, when this quarantine is over, you will be a lean, mean fighting machine. Yesterday, I combined a 15-ounce can of organic refried beans with a 4-ounce can of fire-roasted chilies. I smeared that mixture on tortillas and baked them in the oven for 5 to 10 minutes until they were a little crispy. I topped them with avocado, chopped onion, chopped jalapeno, and a little lime juice. A quick, nutritious quesadilla from canned beans. Or make a bean sauté dinner. Sauté a cup of chopped onion, a half cup of chopped sun-dried tomatoes, and a can of artichoke hearts. Sauté that for about 5 minutes and then add 2 cans of diced tomatoes and 2 cans of cannellini beans. Add a teaspoon of dried basil, oregano, and a half teaspoon of thyme. Let that cook for about 10 minutes. If you don't have a jar of artichokes, just omit them. Or maybe you have a can of black olives tucked back in your pantry, and you can replace the artichokes with those. They both add a briny quality. Anything can go into your bean sauté. From chili to soup to burritos, dips, tacos, and rice dishes, canned beans are a delicious, nutritious hero of an ingredient. So stock up on them, and you will have months of food menus in your pantry. The next pantry staple I want to mention is canned tomatoes, one of my favorites. Canned tomatoes are one of the most versatile ingredients you can have on hand. Whole, diced, stewed, crushed, and even tomato paste can jazz up any dish. I am using canned tomatoes 3 or 4 times a week since the isolation. I add them to soups. I make pasta dishes. I use them instead of water to cook grains. And they are low in calories and brimming with fiber, iron, vitamins B6, and our favorite corona virus fighting vitamin, vitamin C. They are also an excellent source of lycopene, which is a powerful antioxidant. You can do so much with this workhorse staple. And if you listen to my last podcast, podcast 74, The Best Foods for Respiratory System Health, which, by the way, is quickly becoming one of my most popular podcasts, I mentioned in that podcast how a regular intake of tomatoes can slow the natural decline in lung function. So, tomatoes can help your lungs stay strong, and we need strong lungs right now. Any recipe that calls for crushed tomatoes or a can of diced tomatoes would also work as a canned whole tomato recipe. Just crush the tomatoes with your hands. Hands down, my favorite way to eat canned tomatoes are as a broth for canned chickpeas and dried pasta. Your base is simply some sautéed onion and garlic and some dried herbs like basil. It is a very satiating meal, and sometimes I will toast some breadcrumbs and sprinkle them on top for some extra crunch. So yummy. So let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and prepare one of my favorite soups, chickpea pasta tomato soup. Here is what you do. Heat 1/3 cup of vegetable broth in a soup pot. Add 1/2 cup of chopped onion and saute it for about 3 minutes or until it is soft and translucent. Next, add 2 chopped garlic cloves and cook for another minute. Add 1 teaspoon of dried basil and 1/4 teaspoon of some red pepper flakes and cook that for about 30 seconds. Next, add a large can of crushed tomatoes. Usually they are about 28 ounces. And a 15-ounce can of cooked chickpeas. and cook until the tomatoes are slightly thickened, about 5 minutes. Next, add 4 cups of water and 6 ounces of short pasta like orecchiette. Increase the heat to medium-high, bring to a simmer, and cook, stirring occasionally to prevent the pasta from sticking until the pasta is al dente, which can take about 10 minutes. Taste and season with salt and fresh ground black pepper. That's it. Easy peasy. Now I'm going to share something decadent. But before we go on to our next recipe, I would like to thank today's sponsor, Osea Malibu. Osea Malibu knows how to keep your skin healthy and glowing. I especially love their lightweight, hydrating Undaria algae oil. I use it every day to keep my skin soft and hydrated. I also love their fragrance-free ocean cleansing milk made with water lily and rose. The great thing about Osea Malibu is that it's formulated with all skin concerns in mind. Osea makes products infused with sustainably sourced organic Patagonian seaweed and active botanicals. To purchase Osea Malibu, go to oseamalibu.com/ordinaryvegan. That is oseamalibu.com/ordinaryvegan to get $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Thank you, Osea. Now I'm going to share something decadent. I don't do that very often, but what the heck? We deserve a little treat every so often. Years ago, I found this 3-ingredient tomato pasta sauce recipe online, and it couldn't be easier. This is all you do. You put 3 cups of canned whole peeled tomatoes and the juice in a saucepan and crush it with your hands so you get crushed tomatoes, or just use crushed tomatoes. Then you cut a sweet yellow onion in half. Yes, you heard me right. You don't have to chop it. You just cut it in half and you put it in there, that pan too. Now the decadent part. Next, add 5 tablespoons of vegan butter and 1 teaspoon of salt. Yes, I said butter. You will probably never hear me say it again, but this tomato sauce has vegan butter in it, but you won't believe how it tastes. All you do is bring the tomatoes, butter, and the half sweet onion to a high simmer. Then lower the heat to a slow but steady simmer and cook it for about 40 minutes, stirring every 10 minutes. Simply serve over pasta, and you won't believe how good it is. Another easy recipe you can make with tomatoes is a simple tomato soup. Use whatever tomatoes you have on hand and puree them if you need to. My vegan tomato soup with fire-roasted tomatoes with crunchy chickpeas is one of my most popular recipes, and I will put a link to that recipe in this week's show notes. Or you can just make an easy 3-ingredient tomato soup by sautéing some onion, like a 1/2 cup, until it's soft and translucent. Then add 2 chopped garlic cloves and cook that for another minute. And then add 2 cans of diced tomatoes and 1 cup of vegetable broth. You bring that to a boil and reduce the heat and simmer for 20 minutes. Let it cool and puree and return it to the soup pan to warm up. Easy tomato soup. If you have some basil on hand, chop it up and add it as a garnish. I think you probably are getting the picture. There are so many ways to use canned tomatoes. Now it's time to dig a little deeper into your pantry. What are you seeing in there? I found 3 cans of pumpkin puree, and I was like, what can I do with that? I wasn't in the mood for pumpkin soup, so I made a pumpkin mousse. I took a can of full-fat coconut milk, put it in the refrigerator for an hour so it would separate, and then I combined the cream from the top of the coconut milk with 3/4 cup of pumpkin puree. I added 1/4 cup of maple syrup, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 3/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, and a pinch of nutmeg. I also added 1 tablespoon of organic cornstarch. I put it all in a food processor and processed until it became mousse-like. That served about 3 to 4 people, and that became my somewhat healthy treat for the week. I also made some oil and gluten-free pumpkin muffins, and every ingredient came from my pantry. I will put a link to that muffin recipe in this week's show notes. By the way, pumpkin has some impressive health benefits. It is low in calories and sky high in vitamin A, which is key for good vision and benefits a healthy immune system. So please try to eat pumpkin year around. The last pantry find I'm going to mention today is artichokes. For some reason, I had 3 jars of artichokes in my pantry. So, first, I drained them and rinsed them and patted them dry. Then I preheated the oven to 425 degrees and lined a cookie sheet with parchment paper. I tossed the artichokes with a little olive oil, a little lemon juice, some salt, and fresh ground pepper. Then I baked them until they were lightly browned. I served them with a lemon garlic aioli, which I made by combining 1/3 cup of vegan mayonnaise with fresh lemon juice from 1/2 lemon, 1 teaspoon of vinegar, and 1 large garlic clove that was minced. I mixed that together and seasoned it with salt and fresh ground black pepper. Easy peasy. So, what's lurking on your cupboards or in your pantry? I will continue this discussion in my next podcast that will focus on other pantry items like whole grains, flours, and I have some simple bread recipes. Also, please feel free to reach out to me with your pantry items or any pantry ideas I can share. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. And thank you, Osea Malibu, for sponsoring this podcast. I appreciate your support, and you can go to oseamalibu.com/ordinaryvegan for $10 off your next purchase of $50 or more. You can find me and all my pure vegan CBD from hemp products at ordinaryvegan.net. My new book, The Easy 5-Ingredient Vegan Cookbook, is available on Amazon. Thank you, everybody. Please stay strong, stay safe, and stay inside if you can. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.